Are there limits to human creativity? Is your answer informed by your own understanding of yourselves or deeply influenced by society? Is a sense of humour a byproduct of consciousness or something else entirely?
This is the People's Countryside. We hopefully will stretch your thinking and get you exploring opinions and that you may not have necessarily thought about before. I'm Stuart the Wild Man Mabbott. I'm one of the co-hosts of this charade. Who's the other co-host?
The other co-host of this charade is William Mankelow, and that's the voice you're hearing right now.
Yeah, and you, the listeners, send in questions for us to conversate about, and not necessarily always directed about the countryside, but we always try and bring it back to the environment in some way. We have a conversational style, and we try and come up with actions to address what we discuss. Now, something I just want to point out is we've only got 16 more listener questions in the pot. We've been buzzing around that figure for a long time, and we sort of record at the same speed as these questions come in. So keep them coming in. We've got some more international days coming up. So there'll be bonus episodes. And we've also, William, we got a load of leftover questions from our live event at the Bothy Vineyard that people, the audience, left and have never been covered. So we thought we'd do some episodes about those.
We do, yes. And I've also noticed, of looking through the questions that we've got currently left to discuss, there's a couple that are beefy ones as well. Mm. One from Tess, but Debs and Didcot, well, I'm always scared of, afraid of. There's a really beefy question that Debs has sent in recently.
Yeah, she's obviously not vegetarian.
It's going to take a while to sort of read that particular one out. It might be half the episode, Stuart.
You never know. So Isla from Arbroath in Scotland, she's the listener who's lucky enough to have a question set at the start of today's episode. Do you want to read it out?
Yes. Have you ever been to Arbroath?
I think it's a fishing village on the coast.
East coast.
Just north of Edinburgh. You go to Arbroath to go there, I think.
Arbroath, I believe, is up near Aberdeen.
It's the sort of place you go to. You don't pass through.
And I'm quite fond of Scottish football, and I know Arbroath.
I thought it was just closer to Edinburgh than that.
It's between Dundee and Montrose.
Oh, it's way further north than
Montrose, or however you pronounce it. It's on that east coast, basically.
So what's her question?
Isla's question is, are there limits to human creativity? Is your answer informed by your own understanding of yourselves or deeply influenced by society? Now, is that, are there?
Well, you're a photographer.
Yes.
That's creative.
It is creative, yes. I suppose with creativity you can bring in the idea of lateral thinking. So the idea of lateral thinking is where you kind of have, you ask a question or you have a particular preposition, and then you think about, well, actually, how else can I think about this? So, for example, how many uses can you think about how many uses can you get out of a paperclip?
Mm.
Lateral thinking would then be, well, how big's the paperclip and what's it made out of?
Mm.
You know, is it the size of the moon? Is it the size of an atom? Do you see what I mean?
Mm.
That sort of thing. So, creativity. With photography, you can be very bound by the technology. Because, of course, there's only certain amount of things you can do with a camera. I think there's limits. I think there are limits to creativity. I think there's limits to
human
most things.
Creativity.
Human creativity. Yeah, I think there's limits to human creativity. What other creativity is there? It would be the question.
The Book of Genesis.
From that state.
You know,
that's creation. That's not creativity. It's a very different thing, isn't it? Right.
You know, when God was creating, do you think he was being creative?
You have to believe that God was creating in the first place, and that would be the biggest tangent we've ever been on in an episode of this podcast. But I think there are limits to human creativity because we are a limited species in general.
Yeah, I think there are limitations to human creativity because it's the baggage we bring into the creative process. It's whether or not you're in the mood. It's like I went to the gym the other day and I just wasn't in the mood. Mm. And I did the same amount of time, but burnt off a lot less calories and put a lot less effort into it. So you have to be in the mood. So your mood can limit you, your situation you're creating in.
your own feelings of what your abilities are as well.
I've heard a voice.
I've heard so many people say, I'm not a creative person. Mm. And I would always say to them, yeah, but you're thinking maybe artistically creative.
Mm.
So creative can be in any way, shape or form. You can be creative with anything,
in any aspect
of your life, even with like how you clean and tidy your house, you can come up with creative ways of doing it to make it more interesting or make it just more efficient. That's still creativity.
So next part, is your answer informed by your own understanding of yourselves or deeply influenced by society? As always, it's both.
Yeah.
It's informed by your understanding of yourselves or lack of understanding of ourselves. You know, that can be informing what we're saying on this podcast. But deeply influenced by society, I'm not sure I would say deeply, but society does influence us on different levels.
Societal pressure does.
Mm.
Because you're... I think sometimes with being creative, it's almost like it is, in a way, sticking your head above the parapet a little bit. Mm. You know, you're kind of like saying, look, I'm doing this, I'm creating this, I'm making this. And it could lead you feeling like you're going to be shot down. You can't do that because you are X, or you can't do that because you're not creative enough.
Mm.
But actually, that is nonsense.
I remember going to school with some people when the teacher would task you with something. There'd be certain people would stand up and say to other people, you ain't going to be any good at this. You know, we're going to be fantastic. And actually, being a detached observer, both were pretty awful at what they produced. But, you know, it was just sort of like... some people shoot themselves down before anybody else can.
I would like to go back to the idea of what creativity is again, just to reiterate that point of, like, it's not just about being artistically creative. Creativity is absolutely prevalent in your entire life. You can be creative with your money. Mm. You can be creative with your relationships. Mm. You can be creative with how you walk down the road. You can be creative with the way you the directions you drive in. You know, there are ways of being creative.
We were talking before we were recording about tattoos.
Yes,
and you could actually say the modern craze of having body art. They call it body art. And you could say that's creative. Now, I was talking about back in the mid-90s, I was sat in an Oxford pub and I was in motorcycle leathers and stuff, and somebody came up to me and said, you look like the sort of person who'd have a tattoo. Because in those days, you know, having a tattoo was a rebellious thing to do. But nowadays, it's the fashion. And I don't have a tattoo, and I would not get a tattoo now because everybody else has got one. My act of rebellion is not getting one. So you could say, going back to that, the part of the question, is creativity deeply influenced by society? I would probably say if I want my creativity is maybe very influenced by society there, because I refuse to be creative with tattoos because I don't want society's approval. So that affects my ability to maybe be creative, because I want to be rebellious.
I think that what you just, that last line you said there, was the reason why we work well together, is because neither of us have wanted to be craved acceptability from society
or listeners.
We just do what we are. We are what we are, and we do what we do.
Mm. We're like Marmite.
That actually, I don't think I'm Marmite. I think I'm more marmalade, actually. there's a slight sweet.
Out of date marmalade.
Yeah, you know the marmalade jar you've left at the back of the fridge, sort of thing.
Yeah, it's got a bit of mould on it.
Yeah, it's a bit of culture. That's really what you're saying. I can hear what you're saying. But yeah, I think that... Yeah, that's not very creative, is it, in a way? Creative thinking because of getting a tattoo, because it's fashion. But getting a tattoo that actually means something to you and in a creative way. And if you, like, remember, we were talking before we recorded, and there was a guy that I really disliked as a person, but he had this tattoo on his arm, and it was the words life and death in the same tattoo, depending on which way you read it. And I thought that was a really good I like the creativity about that. It was something a bit different than just like, I don't know, just your partner's name or something like that.
But having thought about this, I vaguely remember there was a famous artist who exhibited a blank canvas.
But well, it was actually blank, was it?
No, no, but it was, I could maybe actually exhibit my arm and saying, look, there you go. Try and find the tattoo.
Yeah.
Anyway, so interesting question, Isla.
Thank you very much.
Next question is Edward from Altona in Germany. You know Altona?
Altona in Germany. Altona is, I would say it's part of the greater Hamburg area. Mm. Hamburg is one of my favourite cities in Germany, if not the world. I've been there several times and I've always liked it. Altona, yeah, it was, I'm trying to think geographically, would be West Hamburg.
I was going to say, I looked on the map the other day and I think it's southwest.
Yeah, it's West Hamburg. It's it's on the north. Most of Hamburg's on the north of the Elbe, the river. It's a massive river.
Before we go into your question, Edward, just wanted to talk about our Patreon page. Now, on there you get access to our premium bonus material. And if you go over on to, do you want to read out the Patreon address, William?
The Patreon website address is patreon.com/... The People's Countryside.
Yeah.
And you can subscribe there free as well.
Yeah, you can subscribe to one of the support tiers for monthly or one-off donations. You'll get access to our ad-free bonus material. You'll notice there's no ads on this podcast. There will never be any ads on this podcast.
No.
We assure you of that.
I think the closest we'll ever get to an advert is somebody who's a guest on the podcast just talking about what they do.
Yep.
As part of the conversation we're having.
Yeah. And so we never have ads on this podcast or the Patreon feed, so don't worry about that. No. Many people shake their heads saying you're missing opportunity. Our income comes from elsewhere. This podcast is more about you guys getting to know us as people, and then you invite us to do our other work with you. Mm. So that's how we earn our money. Absolutely. Anyway, so what's the question?
So Edward's question is, let me scroll to it. Yeah, thank you very much for your question, Edward. Both Isla and Edward are new listener questions as well, listeners as well. Well,
the first time they've sent in questions.
First time they've sent in questions. We don't know if this is the first time you listen to the podcast, of course. That would be a bit remiss of me to say that. Edward's question is a sense of humour a byproduct of consciousness or something else entirely? As far as I understand it, a sense of humour is an evolutionary thing, where the reason why we laugh at a joke is because you're told a story and the punchline takes you off in a different direction, not where you expected it to be, and you think, you have this moment of, what's that? Is it dangerous? No, it isn't. And you release that with laughter. That's really what laughter is about. It's a way of showing everything's okay.
So to experience a humour, you have to be conscious.
I would say so, yes.
But humour could still be there even if we didn't exist? Or is humour a human construct?
Yeah, if a stand-up comedian stands up in a wood and tells a joke...
Would anybody hear it?
Is everybody there to hear it? Was it a joke in the first place?
You have to listen back to a previous episode to understand that one.
Can I read that question out again?
Yeah.
Is a sense of humour a byproduct of consciousness or something else entirely? I think it's a byproduct of evolution.
I think the building blocks of things like humour, tidiness and untidiness, good and bad, the building blocks are there, but without consciousness to acknowledge it, experience it, no, it can't exist in its final form. So if you walk down the road and you see something humorous happening out in nature, you know, two birds bump into each other because they didn't know each other were there, that's funny, but it's not necessarily understood as humor, because that's, for me, that's human consciousness.
Yeah, but
those birds would still do that even if we weren't there.
Yeah, because they're not aware, they're not conscious of that being funny, but I think because the reason why it's funny is because those two birds, there's nothing really bad happened to either of them. Mm. It's just a humorous thing. Mm. You know, I often find that I'm laughing at my cat, because my cat will sometimes appear in a situation that it's just humorous. Mm. Her timing sometimes is so, I think she's like a stand-up comedian in a way, because she'll turn up at just the right time when we've said something or done something. Mm. It's like Misha never begs for food, and then she starts begging for food, mm. for example. Mm. So humour is definitely a very human thing. So consciousness, I think, is definitely part of it. But it has this evolutionary advantage. It's a tribal thing. Laughing is almost as though to say everything is fine. Mm. This thing that might have happened, there was this threat. That threat's no longer there. It's kind of like why I think laughter sometimes comes in when you're upset.
Mm.
You can laugh when you're upset. You can cry when you're happy.
Mm.
And there must be some sort of neural link between those two as well.
Mm. So these two questions today from Isla and Edward. First one are there limits on human creativity, and is a sense of humour a byproduct of consciousness? How can we spin that around to the environment? And then from there, how do you draw an action out for us to sort of...
Are there limits to humans' creativity within... limits to creativity in...
Finding solutions?
Finding solutions to any issues that we face. Yeah, there are, but how we can spin that to the environment is to actually think of each individual self. You listening to this podcast, me talking on this podcast, you, Stuart, talking on this podcast, that we're all creative beings, that we actually all have creative ideas. And actually sometimes the best ideas, the best creative ideas are the most simple ones. And actually somebody could have the answer. Somebody somewhere will have the answer to a particular problem without even having the expertise, because they look at it in a different way, in a very creative way. They might not think it's creative. They might just go, oh, well, why didn't we do that? We can stop doing this and start doing this instead.
Mm.
I think that's the action in that.
Okay. Yeah.
So what do you want to go for the second one? I mean, how does a sense of humour, in a way, does a sense of humour help with the environment?
Well, I think to be able to relieve the pressure sometimes and seeing the silliness in life will help when you're faced with catastrophe or whatever. But an action is maybe just to, I would say, just maybe now and again step back and hold your horses a little bit more and just observe what you're looking at before you react emotionally, psychologically.
Habitually as
well.
Yeah,
habitually. Mm. You know, just question. You know, that's what we try and do on this podcast.
Question what you're doing. And I was just thinking about, you know, I cycled here today to do this podcast, and I've got my bike back on the road. It'd been off the road for about 3 months. Yeah. And
I spoke to you about that, didn't I? Get it repaired. Spoke to you.
That was a really bad joke.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Let's lock that one down then.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't geared up for it.
No. Okay. You're getting tiresome now.
Yeah, well, we need to put the brakes on this conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Crack on. So, with the next episode, we're going to have questions from, believe it or not, Sierra Leone in Africa. And we're back up to Scotland again.